Former Seattle Mayor Paul Schell has died at the age of 76. And although he only served one term, his legacy can be measured in many ways. Another former Seattle mayor, Charlie Royer, defeated Schell for mayor in 1977. He told KUW's Lisa Brooks how he remembered Schell from that 1977 campaign.
Paul was an idea guy. He was just full of ideas and a vision for the city. And while we often clashed over ideas, it was all about the ideas. It wasn't about what you often see in political campaigns today. I liked Paul, and when I had left and gone back east to teach after I left office, Paul and I corresponded. We saw each other. In fact, I wrote him a letter from back east telling him I thought he would be a great candidate for mayor again, and I sent him a check, and I'll be darned if he didn't run.
Well, you know, his one term in office had a lot of highs, notorious lows, like the WTO protests, the Mardi Gras riots. There was even that incident where a guy hit him in the face with a megaphone.
It was a rocky period for Paul. I mean, he accomplished a whole heck of a lot. I mean, his vision for the city in terms of brick and mortar, the buildings, the open space, the neighborhood development, all that stuff, was really wonderful, but it was almost elbowed out of the way, out of the news, by the WTO crisis and some other things that, you know, frankly, were kind of out of Paul's control. But in my view, the full measure of his time in office is, that was 4 years he was in office. He did 50 years of public service for the city, and I'd prefer to think more about those years and what he did that built this city into a better place during his small period of time as mayor, rather than one or two crises. I mean, we all went through crises. Most of mine were forgotten because they're so long ago. But I'm thinking about Paul today as a man who lived a really full life and who lived it for public service, and hopefully he'll stand as an example for other young people who come to town and want to be part of this city.
Let's talk about some of those tangibles then. If you walk around Seattle, where do you see his imprint on the city?
Well, in the library, of course, in the market. He was a strong advocate for keeping not just the buildings of the market, but the uses, which makes it today one of the finest of its kind in the country. I've never forgiven him for letting him throw the fish, but that was his idea. But all the other stuff I like, the library. He worked on the sculpture park in later years. He developed a whole civic center complex. Building a new city hall is a real tough political hill to climb, and he did that with real style and grace, and he brought in great design, which is important for the city. He brought in some of the best architects around the world to work on these buildings, and they're going to be testimony to his time in office.
Quick follow-up here. You said something about the fish throwing. What did you mean about the fish throwing?
Well, the public health department didn't want the fishmongers in the market to throw the fish. It was against the law, against the public health ordinance. And so Paul fixed that. He thought it'd be great if they could throw the fish, and it's one of the most popular things in the market. You don't want to buy one of those fish, but it's a very popular thing that, you know, showed his kind of light touch as well. And he did that when he was community development director for West Almond. But that's one of the things they remember him for in the market.
Well, Charlie Royer, it's wonderful connecting with you. Thank you so much for sharing your memories of Paul Schell. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we're going to miss him, and I appreciate being able to say something today.